So this is Space Kate. I'm out and about on my travels again, and this time I'm in Naples for the IAC Congress 2012, and I've popped around the exhibition hall and I've come and found the World Space Week stand, which sounds interesting, and they've got these cool science fiction posters all up around the place. So I'm going to get these guys to introduce themselves and find out a bit more. So
I'm Noor from Saudi Arabia.
And
I'm Andrea from Australia / Italy, but I work in Belgium.
Wow, that's quite a miss. So first of all, the first question, what is World Space Week and why do we have this?
It's different events that are held all over the world in many different countries, and the idea is to have all of the events within the same week to be under the same umbrella of World Space Week for more media attention to the field of space.
And what kind of activities might there be?
It can be an educational activities, it can be an, like promoting the importance of the space, the engaging the new or the future generation within the space activities. So yeah, it could be like any kind of event.
And I noticed you're from Saudi Arabia. I just wondered what's kind of space awareness like over there? Are the public excited by it, or is it not something that's talked about very much?
Well, it's kind of something like fantasy for the Saudis, but still it's more reality, because like before 20 years we've participated in the Discovery mission, okay, when we launched the Arabsat satellite, and so yeah, we're in the space part.
So it sounds like a really nice way to find out about other things that are going on around the world, and I understand you've got an event this week here in Naples.
Well, our event this week is to be part of the International Astronautical Congress, and then also to help out with a lot of the delegates that have come from different countries will then go back home to host their World Space Week events. So we're also supporting them in person.
Now, I have to ask, we're at a serious space congress. You know, I'm seeing engines and, you know, big rocket models from all the space agencies. And over here, you've got lots of sci-fi stuff. So where does that fit in? What's that about?
The Heinlein Prize Trust was set up by Robert and Virginia Heinlein after his death as a trust fund to support space activities. So he was a very famous science fiction author, and these are the posters from his republished book fronts that are still in publication in most bookstores today. And they've set up a prize trust to support commercial space ventures from individuals who have made a significant contribution without any government funding. And also to promote science fiction to inspire the next generation and also the public.
So who can enter? What do you have to do to get involved?
You have to have already made a contribution. So it's not it's a contribution that you say you're going to make. You have to have done something. For example, Peter Diamandis, that started the International Space University, SpaceX, prior to the government contracts when he was a completely private entity. Elon Musk received the prize as well. So individuals like this that make significant contributions in the private sector towards commercial space advancement.
Okay, and I noticed you've got some leaflets out here. Do you want to just tell me a little bit about the information you're handing out to people today?
Okay, we're having the educational guide that's based on the novel for Robert Heinlein, and it's kind of activities for school students and how they can like learn more about space and have more information about it.
The activities are written and they're ready to use, so any teacher can pick up the booklet, and there's many different activities looking at science, engineering, languages and arts, but all with the space theme, and they're lessons that are completely prepared and ready to use for any teacher. We have them in several languages.
And can you find these online anywhere? Where do we find out more about all of this?
You can find it at worldspaceweek.org, as well as the calendar of events that is happening in each country. And if you have an event happening in your country, add it to the calendar for more publicity.
That's excellent. I shall look out for more and make sure we have some in the UK where I'm based. Thank you very much.
Thank you.